The war in Ukraine now, and a southern Ukrainian city is at risk of flooding after Russian forces hit a reservoir dam nearby. Officials say the water level on the river running near the city of Kryvyi Rih rose about 2.5 meters after the missile strike. Some residents have been asked to evacuate their homes. Let's bring in Al Jazeera's Gabriel Elizondo, who's in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, for us. Gabe, what more are you hearing about this dam that's been targeted? How significant is this?
Well, we're hearing from the mayor of Kryvyi Rih, who's saying that about 100 homes there have been flooded and that partial evacuations are taking place of some of the neighborhoods of Kryvyi Rih. It does not appear to be catastrophic flooding. Nevertheless, it is still causing serious problems because this dam was hit by several Russian missiles late Wednesday evening, causing this Inulets River to overflow its banks and immediately start to flood the town of Kryvyi Rih. Emergency crews continue to work in the town to try to mitigate the damage there. But clearly, this was a strike that was clearly did cause significant damage to the dam. But crews are also trying to repair that damage as quickly as possible to try to prevent any further infrastructure damage or damage to homes or property in the civilian areas there. Now, Kryvyi Rih is a city of about 600,000 people, and it's about 100 kilometers north of the southern front line of this war right now. It's unclear exactly why the Russians would want to target this, but perhaps it's because Kryvyi Rih is a hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Also, potentially could, with the overflooding of the banks of the river, could help infringe upon Ukrainian supply routes to the southern theater of this war. But we do know clearly that this was a clear attack on civilian infrastructure. Right. You're even hearing from the British ambassador to Ukraine that just tweeted a few minutes ago that this was a clear attack on civilian infrastructure.
So it seemed that the Russians, Gabe, are targeting Ukrainian infrastructure in response to the Ukrainian counteroffensive. What's the latest on that counteroffensive? What's been happening on the battlefield?
On the southern offensive, the Ukrainians continue their methodical counteroffensive in the far south in the Kherson region. They are receiving, getting a lot of resistance from Russians. It is not a fast or direct counteroffensive like what we saw in the northeast in Kharkiv. What essentially the Ukrainians are trying to do is encircle large battalions of Russian troops and cut them off from their supply routes. But it is fierce fighting in the south. Just overnight, the Ukrainians were able to shoot down at least one Russian military plane and launched at least 13 strikes against Russian military positions. But this is according to at least one Ukrainian military official I spoke to fairly recently. He said the counteroffensive in the south could go on for weeks, perhaps even months. He said that is all dependent on one thing, and that is military arms, sophisticated weapons from the West. He said this: the more of that we get, he said, and the faster, he said, the faster that this counteroffensive can go on. But clearly, stiff, strong fighting by both sides in the south in this counteroffensive at Kherson.
Thank you very much for that, Gabriel Elizondo, reporting there live from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.